breastfeeding. Many women who have recently given birth are always interested in attempting to lose some of that extra weight that traditionally accompanies having a baby. What many of these women do not entirely realize is the fact that breastfeeding can not only help provide the baby with essential vitamins and nutrients, but can also help in the weight loss process. For example, the average mother will utilize somewhere between 500 calories and 800 calories a day producing milk for the baby. Not only will the baby receive the health and nutrition that it needs, but it may also enable a woman to lose baby fat a lot faster. As you can probably already imagine, it is a lot easier to say that going to the gym and cutting back on the amount of food that one needs is the easiest path to losing weight. That being said, it's not really a practical option for many new mothers. There are a lot of responsibilities associated with having a baby which require a great deal of focus and effort. There's certainly nothing wrong with trying to eat healthy food and attempting to engage in some type of exercise on a regular basis. However, the point is that breastfeeding can really augment a new mother's effort to lose weight. Remember, as mentioned a moment ago, between 500 calories and 800 calories a day are often consumed in the process of creating the milk that will be fed to the baby. Something that a lot of new mothers oftentimes do is try to interact with other new mothers who find themselves dealing with a variety of similar challenges. One of those challenges is losing some of the extra weight that is acquired as a result of the pregnancy. Women oftentimes find it a lot easier to lose weight when they are able to communicate their fears and anxieties with other women and to support each other as they go about the process of shedding the extra pounds put on during pregnancy. 3. Eat well. Next, many women who are interested in losing baby fat after giving birth will sometimes make the classic mistake of cutting back on the amount of food that they consume in a manner that is unhealthy. In other words, it can actually be counterproductive to eat dramatically less amounts of food if you are truly interested in losing weight. The reason why this can be so problematic is because your body will automatically detect that an unusually lower amount of calories are being consumed. This will typically result in a situation whereby your metabolism will slow down. In essence, your body becomes far more efficient at being able to process the calories you do consume and restricts the amount of calories that are burned throughout the day. What this basically means for a new mother is that she will not experience the type of weight loss she is expecting. By cutting back too much on the amount of food that is being consumed, a woman who has just given birth can not only be potentially affecting the health of her baby, assuming she is breastfeeding a baby, but it is also causing a situation whereby her body will not shed as much weight as she thinks it will. Other downsides associated with restricting the amount of calories you consume include feeling tired, cranky, and not really having the energy to do things. This also includes not really having sufficient amounts of energy to partake in reasonable amounts of exercise that all health experts agree to be very beneficial to losing weight. The real solution in a situation like this is to make sure that you are eating well. This is not to suggest that you should eat a bunch of junk food or otherwise mistreat yourself by consuming vast quantities of food that really have nothing to do with making sure that you are getting sufficient calories, vitamins, minerals. The idea here is to instead fill yourself with the calories you need but not an excessive amount of calories. Finally, make sure that you engage in some type of exercise on a regular basis. This can be something as simple as taking walks. What few new mothers realize is that breastfeeding a baby can also help burn up to 800 calories per day. Eat well, do some exercise, and consider breastfeeding your baby. All these things will help you lose much of the extra weight that you accumulated after childbirth. 2. Drink plenty of water. Drinking plenty of water is something else that can dramatically help a new mother lose weight. How is this possible? And to be realistic, how much weight can actually be lost using this method? Let's dig into this issue. The very first thing you need to understand is that water has no calories whatsoever. We are not talking about special water that you might buy at a grocery store that contains sugar or other additives which contain calories. The water we are referring to is the basic water. They can come right from the tap. You may be wondering why it is significant that water has no calories. When you stop and think about it, we all need to drink something. Why drink a beverage that contains calories if your goal is to lose baby fat? Most medical studies have strongly suggested that the overwhelming majority of people will get all the hydration that they need from water. You don't need to drink sugary sodas to become hydrated. This raises the question of whether or not diet soda is a suitable alternative to water. After all, the amount of calories contained in diet soda can be extremely low. What you need to remember is that a lot of scientists have concluded that your body performs better and is less likely to develop problems related to excess weight when you drink water. In addition, there are a lot of artificial sweeteners that are used in various types of soft drinks. This could have a negative impact on your baby, assuming that you are breastfeeding. Drinking water is not enough. You need to also make sure that you have the type of lifestyle that will help you lose weight and keep it off. Considering the fact that you are a relatively new mother, it may not really be practical for you to be spending a lot of time at the gym or otherwise carefully following a very detailed diet. However, it really helps if you can do a little bit of exercise every day. This can have a dramatic impact on your ability to lose weight in conjunction with drinking plenty of water and eating reasonable portions. In the final analysis, women who are interested in losing weight after giving birth to a baby need to take a multidimensional approach to solving the problem. This will include drinking plenty of water, getting some exercise, and eating well. Doing all these things will produce remarkable results.